Blog Talk Radio.
Thank God for all of my loyal listeners
out there in digital listening radio land. All right, I want to bring to you our numbers that we have allocated for you to call into the radio station. We welcome your calls. We welcome your comments. And the number where we can be reached is 646-200-3074. 646-200-3074. The next number we have is 877-598-8654. 877-598-8654. Those are the numbers that you can call into the station. We welcome your calls. We welcome your comments. If this program has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with God, we will be delighted to hear from you. All right, we're going to go into our prayer. And I am asking my loyal listeners and my friends and my relatives and all of you that are out there in our digital radio listening audience to bow your heads with me tonight as we go into our prayer. We always want to reverend God with a prayer because it takes God to make this program possible for me. So I have to stay prayerful, and I thank God for everything that he do for me, every miracle, everything. I mean, it's just too numerous to number the things, the blessings that God render unto me. But I let God know that I appreciate him by praying. So I want to always render a prayer before our Father, which is in heaven. So like I said just a minute ago, I would like for you that will to bow your heads with me as I go into prayer on tonight. Father God, we come with grateful hearts of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity once again around this spectrum, coming together as pilgrims through this barren land. We're asking you to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know you in the pardons of their sins. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within their hearts and souls. These and other blessings I ask in my Father's name, and we shall all say amen and amen. And I'll tell you, I just thank God. I thank God. I just cannot thank God enough for giving me this opportunity to preach his gospel. I'll tell you, I just love ministering, and I love people in general. I don't have a selective group of people. I just love people, period. It doesn't matter what creed or color that you are. I love you as my brother and my sister in Christ Jesus. If I meet you on the block, on the street, in the aisle of a supermarket, in a laundromat, in the mall, or wherever that we might meet, it would be as though your mom and my mom was one in the same. That's how my love flourished. God has given me that type of spiritual love deep within my very soul. And I just love people. I tell you, as I first stated on last night, I had a lady that came through my neighborhood, and she was walking her little dog. And I don't know who met, our eyes met first. If she met me or I met her, I really don't know. But I do know that I spoke to her. I asked her how she was doing, and then she spoke back. And I'll tell you, it just went on, the conversation that's flourished. It just flourished from right at that point in time. And I'll tell you, it was just a joyful time, you know, to meet this beautiful lady. I mean, beautiful spirit. Oh, Lord, I tell you, she just really enlighten me. And I tell you, I just thank God, because God always, you know, put people in my pathway. And I just thank God for that. And that's the reason that I can tell you out there, our listeners out there in our digital listening audience, that I love you. And when I tell you that I love you, I mean it from the depths of my very soul. And so I just thank God, because, you know, everywhere I go, may it be on a plane, may it be in the car, may it be wherever my feet might tread, I always meet beautiful people when I go. And I just thank God, you know, for just having this medium to tell the goodness of Jesus to those that have a mind to listen and hear what Christ has to say to the church. And I just thank you for loving God enough and loving me enough to tune in to your program, The Old Ship of Zion. And your host is Senior Pastor Janice Ward of God House Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry. And so we are going to go into our theme, and our theme is a revise of last evening. And thy theme was faith on trial. And I had to come back, saints of God, and friends, and you that are listening out there in our digital audience, I just could not rest on last evening. My soul just was not well rested with the sermon that I presented unto God, number one, and unto you, his people, number two, because there were so many interruptions into my program on last evening until I just could not let that be. And you know, saints and friends, when you are determined and you have a mind like Christ, see, when God come into your life and when God put his spirit deep within your very soul, you know, God makes us, he transforms us into a new creature. And the things that we used to do, we don't do those things anymore. And the mindset that we used to have, we have a different mindset now. And so, you know, I just thank God for giving me a heart to want to give God my best. But because I know that last night recording was not what I wanted it to be, that was not what I wanted to present to you as my loyal listeners, and it was not what I wanted to present to God. Because if God can give unto me his best, then I can't do any less than my best. Only my best for my God and your God and our God will do. I tell you, you know, God has been good to me. God has been good to me. You know, and I always first state, if I had 10,000 tongues, saints and friends, and you that are out there in our digital listening audience, I couldn't thank God enough. For that would just be a mere drop in the bucket. Because God has been, as one songwriter says, just that good. And so I want to, before, you know, I don't want to go into any more preliminaries. I want to go on into the Word of God. And we'll start this thing off again. And I want you to pray with me, my listeners out there, because I need prayer just as well as you need prayer, I need prayer as well. And I am desiring that you that are out there in our radio, a digital listening audience, to pray for me as I go stronger in God's word. And so we're going to go on in to our theme on tonight. Excuse me, I got kind of a, look like kind of sinus is kind of coming across tonight, but we're not going to let anything get in our way. You know, when we're talking for God, because I'm God's mouthpiece. I'm God's messenger, as I first stated. I'm God's messenger, and so I'm in the vineyard spreading God's good news. And so we're going to talk about faith on trial tonight. And as I said on last evening, that we go through trials and tribulations in this life. It's no way around it. It's no way across it. But there is a way through it with the divine grace and assistance of God. We don't have a problem that our Father that sits up in heaven cannot solve. I mean, there's no problem too small or too large in scope for our Father to handle. So we know in this life, as long as we are here on planet Earth, we are sure we are destined to go through trials and tribulations. But I'm here to encourage your heart tonight that God will deliver you, not from a few of them, not from a part of them, but I am here to encourage you that God will deliver you from them all. Isn't that wonderful to know that God will walk side by side us? God will even go in front of us. Then God will walk behind us. You hear me? So there's no way that we're walking alone. When we got God on our side, when we got God before us, and we've got God in the rear of us, it's no way that we're walking alone, saints and friends. And you that are out there in our digital listening audience, God is with us every step of the way. And so I'm just going to read a little bit to you, and I want you to get close to your radio dial, because I'm intending to just take my time on tonight. I'm not going to be in a hurry, but I'm just going to take my time and just bring a rhema word unto you tonight. As God reveal it to me, I in return present it to you. Now, sometimes in our walk with Christ, we come to find out that the stable things upon which we leaned are removed. When those things that give us our identity, that makes us who we are taken away from us, we feel helpless. Often we cry out to God, sometimes even blame God. And I know that, we were charged with that. Like I said on last evening, we have done that. We have done that. If we be truthful with ourselves, we can really say, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, that, Lord, I have done that once in my life, you know. And that's all right, because long as we go there and ask God for forgiveness, all is well. All is well, because God know, you know, that we will do that because we're human. But when we go there and find out later that we were wrong, and we go to God in secret prayer and ask God for forgiveness, then God will forgive us for wrong rendered. All right, so we're going to move right along. Hallelujah, we're moving right along, because we know that time is of an essence. Now, we know that when Job lost his possessions, his family, and his health, and everything that made him who he was, he realized that he was merely a steward. And as I said on last evening, that's what I am. I am a steward of Christ out in his vineyard. So we know that Job was merely a steward, nothing really belonged to him in reality. And we know that something else that made Job who he was. And you know what that was? That gave Job the real integrity of who he was, namely his faith. We know that Job had faith, and Job demonstrated his faith through his trial. Hallelujah. We know that. And so, like I said, Job went through trials and tribulations. I don't even know if it was ever such a man that had encountered what Job had encountered. But we know one thing, that even though we go through trials and we go through tribulations, we must continue to trust in God. And we know that Job had been blessed by God. Hallelujah. He had also knew that even when all seemed lost, he could continue, hallelujah, to bless the name of the Lord because of his steadfast assurance in God. Similarly, the trials we face reveal the integrity of our faith. We know that during these times, we find out what makes us who we are, like Job. We must continue to trust in God, even when all seem lost. As Job understood, we must understand that God is not punishing us. God do not bring trials to punish us. But God is preparing us for a higher purpose. We must know that something good always come out of our trials. As we experience them, we must have faith in God's word and avoid sin. And we should never charge God foolishly. We must remain in character, always mindful that we have the victory through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Like Job, we must fall down and worship God, saying, "The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." That's in the law of Job 1 and 21. And we will bring this prayer. We will bring this prayer to heart when we go to thinking about our faith on trial, and we get to thinking about, you know, look like, you know, me living for God, it's just not working out, and look like that maybe I should just go back out there in the world. I think I was doing a whole lot better when I was out there in the world. But I just come to encourage your heart and your spirit on tonight that we know that weeping may endure for a night, but God's words tells us that joy cometh in the morning. And so even though we go through trials and we go through tribulation, and sometimes it seems like that, you know, we're not, our prayers are not being heard, you know, through our prayers and our supplication, our fasting sometimes look like, you know, Lord, I fast, I prayed, I've read your word, and seem like nothing availed, you know, nothing has come through for me, you know, positive. But, you know, God's word said that after you have done all that you can do, the keep on standing. That's what you do. Keep on standing. Don't let nobody turn you around. Don't let nobody deter your faith and your belief in God. Because one thing is for sure, if God brought you out one time, guess what? God can bring you out again and again and again. He's that kind of God. Because we know that everything belongs to God. God owns a cattle on a thousand hills. That's just how rich our Heavenly Father is, rich beyond measures. And we know that in God, hallelujah, your glory, hallelujah, Jesus. We read in the law of Psalms 3:3, we can dissect the word glory. In the translation of Hebrew, the word meaning weight are significant. We know that some people measure their worth by beauty, intelligence, money, power, or prestige. But we know that David, who wrote Psalms 3, found his security and worth in God. He said that many stood against him. He heard their cruel voices and was tempted to believe them, to give way to discouragement and depression. Nevertheless, he comforted and strengthened his heart with these words: "You, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head." Verse 3. What a change that realization made. He had God and his enemy, hallelujah, did not. So he could hold up his head with confidence. And we read that that verse, Psalm 3 and 3, can bring peace to your heart. Even in the midst of a storm of troubles, God is your shield and your deliverance. Hallelujah. Jesus will deal with your adversary in due time. Don't you worry. God will be there in a hurry. Meanwhile, tell God all about your troubles. Let him be your glory. You don't have to defend yourself. Ask him to be your shield, to protect your heart with his overshadowing love and care. Then, like David, you can lie down in peace and sleep. Hallelujah, through tens and thousands that are against you. Verse 5 through 6. And so we know that if we keep God, number one, God is going to keep us, number one. God said in his word, he said, "I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you, but I will be with you until the end of the earth." Now, you know that's a long time to have dependency on an omnipotent, mighty God as the divine Son of God that we serve. I tell you, we serve a God that loves us so much, saints and friends and you that are out there in our digital listening audience. God loves us to the point of death. I don't have nobody, including my parents, my mother and my father, that love me to the point of death, that they would go and be spit upon and be pierced in the side and be nails in the feet and nails in the hand and a crown of thorns upon their head. I don't even have a set of parents that could go to that extent because, number one, they don't even measure up. They don't have the qualifications. Not putting my parents down, mind you. But I'm just saying, spiritually speaking, because I love my parents. I love my parents dearly. But I'm speaking to you on a spiritual note. That my parents couldn't have went where Jesus went. Because Jesus was sent by God. His father. Out on Calvary cross, that old rugged cross, hallelujah. And you know, when I think about how Jesus suffered, bled, and died for me and for you, it's just no way that I could ever go back into the world of sin. And I want to encourage you, my listener, I want you to keep your hand to the plow. Keep your trust in Jesus. Jesus will come through. Jesus' word is true. You can trust Jesus' word to be what it is. It stands on its own merit. And so I'm just going to kind of change up the program a little bit tonight. I want to just kind of, you know, give you a little, a little entertainment on tonight. And I want to bring to you myself in song, along with my recording artist son, St. John Ward, and myself. And I just wanted to kind of change the program a little, up a little tonight, because on last night's program, you know, it just was not what I wanted it to be. So I decided to, you know, start over. So tonight I'm going to bring a selection to you on tonight, and I just like for you to listen up and hope you enjoy the music that I present to you tonight. And I will be back with some more words. Listen up, if you will.
I'm waking up to a perfect day, and I see clouds all up in my way. I can't seem to get my vision on what I'm supposed to be seeing. Cause I know beyond the clouds there is a silver lining. Cause I know for sure that the only thing is what I'm supposed to know is right behind the closed door. And I realize that when God puts you in a certain situation, for something, it is not for nothing. So God, don't let me go.
The
was afflicted was David. know in the law of Psalm 119 and 67, it says, it is good for me that I've been afflicted, that I may learn your stature. Verse 71. We know that pain, far from being an obstacle to our spiritual growth, can actually be the pathway to it. If we allow pain to train us, it can lead us closer to God and into his word. It is often the means by which our Father graciously shapes us to be like his Son, gradually giving us the courage, compassion, contentment, tranquility we long and pray for. We know without pain, God would not accomplish all that he desired to do in and through us. Are you who wants God is instructing through suffering and pain? By his grace, you can endure his instructions patiently. We see that in the second law of 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, he can make the trial a blessing, and we use it to draw you into his heart and into his word. He can also teach you the lessons he intends for you to learn and give you his peace in the midst of your difficulties. But we know that the Bible tells us, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. That's in the law of James 1 and 2. God is making more out of you than you ever possible. So we know that trials can make us better disciples, better pilgrims, because we are pilgrims in this barren land, saints of God, and friends and kinship and you that are out there in our digital listening audience on tonight. We are pilgrims out here in this barren land. And God has a commission for each and every individual on this planet. We're not here by coincidence, but we are here on planet Earth by God's design. God designed us unto his liking. And you know, God said in his word, he said that everything that he made was good. Everything he made. So we know that everything that God created was good. Wasn't nothing that God was not pleased with when he finished creating the world. After God finished creating the world, then he rested, the Bible tells us. So we know that everything God made, including us, was good. So you that are out there that are going through trials and tribulations on the night, I want you to look here through the hills which come at your help. I come to encourage your heart on tonight. I want you to look to the hills which come at your help. And your help cometh through God, who made the heavens and the earth. You are not alone. When you look back over your life, just know that it was Jesus that brought you over. When the devil tried to take your life, just know that that trial, you come through triumphant because God was right there with you. When the adversary told you to take that gun and turn it on yourself, God say no. And God preserved your life. That was your faith being tested right then and right there. And God brought you through. Friends, saints of God, kinship, and you that are out there in our radio digital listening audience on tonight, God brought you out, God brought you over, and God brought you through it. So if God brought you through it, then God is the same God over years ago that he walked this planet Earth. God has not changed. We are the only creatures here on Earth that has changed. God do not change. God stays the same. His word stays the same. Our attitude might change, you know, from one day to the next, one moment, one second, one hour to the next. Because what? We are human. We are human. And we are here on planet Earth. And God's words tell us that we are in the world, but we don't have to partake of what the world is doing, especially when it's not right in the eyesight of God. So I'm going to keep on reading because I still got a little bit ways to go. So I want to get as much in as I possibly can on tonight, because I come to encourage your heart tonight. You that are going through, your faith is being tested, and you are not alone. I want you to know God is with you every step of the way. God is right there with you. So don't you doubt. Don't be afraid to go through your trial, because God is right there with you. When you weep, God weep. You know, I find that so gratifying to know that we have a heavenly Father, that when we cry, he cries. Hallelujah. And you know, I read that God put our tears in a bottle. How gracious of our heavenly Father that loves us so much. My Lord to heaven. You know, I can't do nothing but raise my hand right now up toward heaven and say, thank you, Jesus, for loving me enough, for caring about me enough. When our adversary, hallelujah, tried to count us out, God say no. And God gave us another opportunity to get it right. And I just want you to know that if you're going through sickness, that's a trial, that you put your faith and trust in God, and God will bring you out. God will bring you out, and you will be a testimony for someone else to catch hold to that same faith that you got, that you applied for your healing. Somebody else will be able to grasp that same faith and say, if God healed that woman, God can heal me. If God healed that man, God can heal me. If God healed that boy, God can heal me. If God healed that girl, God can heal me. God is no respectable person. What he does for one, he will do for another. And you know, sometimes we think about, we can be judgmental. We'll say, well, hey, you know, that person don't need a blessing because they don't deserve it, because, you know, they said such ugly things to me, you know, that they don't deserve anything. But, you know, it's so nice to know that God don't think the way we think. You know, because if God thought the way that we thought, then we really wouldn't get very far. But because God is omnipotent, he's all power, he is a spiritual being. And so when we think that the least person don't, you know, deserve anything from God, any blessings from God, then God shows his mercy to those that we think that is in deserving of blessings. God will stretch out his mighty hands of blessings unto that individual, because God is omnipotent God. God loves you, and God cares for you. And I just want you to know that before ending the show, that you just don't lose hope. Keep faith alive. Keep your hand in God's hand. Keep your hand to the plow. Keep looking forward. Keep moving forward. Because we know that there is no problem too hard for God to solve. And I want to let you know that I hope and pray that I've said something to impact your spirit and infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God go in you. Bye for now.
And you shouldn't lie.
And you know you're real.
pick up the phone, call on you, you put me through. You blessed me, and you blessed me.